Then if you want to get beans out of the pod by hand, you have to
shell them.
Okay. What are the kinds of beans that you have to shell that are kind of ear-shaped?
Lima beans or butter beans is what they're called in the country, because very few people grow the big lima beans.
Lima beans are big.
Mm-hmm.
Butter beans are small.
Uh-huh, that's right. And you can get several sizes of butter beans, and you can get the white or green ones as well as the purple ones,
mm-hmm,
that are mottling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the way I use it, too. I say limas for the big ones and butter for the small ones, and some people do it the other way around.
Mm-hmm. I have heard many people say green lima beans for the very small,
mm-hmm,
green butter beans, I'd call them.
Mm-hmm. And how about the kind of bean that you don't shell, that you eat the pod too, you break them up?
Snap beans.
Okay, any other name for those?
Well, now most people would say running beans or bunch beans.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people now, I have noticed that it has become more popular than just to say green beans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, but that's good. Snap beans is exactly what you're supposed to say from your part of Georgia, so that's right. Let's see. And if you took the tops of turnips, you'd be cooking a mess of
turnip greens.
What are other kinds of greens you might eat?
Collards, spinach,
mm-hmm,
mustard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Back when we were talking about the number of children, if somebody had, say, 14 children, you might say he has a whole
house full of children.
Would you ever say passel?
Probably, yes. That I wouldn't say that was very good English, but
what
people would say he certainly has a passel of children.
Does it just mean a large number?
As far as I know, yes. I don't believe I've ever seen it in writing.
I think I have. I don't know. Never thought about it. Let's see. The outside of the ear of corn is the
shuck.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Corn on the cob.
All right. Any other name?
Well, you might say we're having boiled corn today.
How about roasting ears?
Well, that never appealed to me. That name doesn't, but a lot of people call it. In fact, they don't pronounce the roasting very well. Just roasting ears.
Do they say that in your,
mm-hmm,
area in Harris County? Okay. And then what do you call the thing at the top of the corn stalk?
The tassel.
And the things that you have to pull off? Stringy stuff? On the ear of corn, the corn?
Oh, the silk.
Yeah. And then the big orange thing that you make jack-o'-lanterns out of?
Pumpkins.
I think I was talking. What was that?
Pumpkins.
Okay. Sometimes if I'm saying something and you're saying something at the same time, it doesn't come out well on the tape. And then the kind of small yellow crookneck vegetable?
Squash.
Okay. And how about types of melons?
Well, I believe in our part of the country, we mainly grew watermelons and cantaloupes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is that melon that is such a delicacy?
Mm-hmm.
We don't grow them, but,
do you have mushrooms?
Honeydew.
Oh, mm-hmm. Are they like cantaloupe?
Similar, but not nearly such a strong flavor.
How about mushmelon? Do you know that term?
I've heard that. I think I'm right, that it's musk. Melon, M-U-S-K.
Yeah, that's that right. That is right, the book term, but a lot of people say mushmelon.
Mushmelon, you're right.
What are types of watermelons? If you know any. I don't know any myself.
I doubt that I would know any. I would say either a long green one or a round one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as far as knowing the actual name of the plant, I wouldn't.